You're listening to KTOS June Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and here in the studio with me to highlight some of the weekend's happenings are Lily Hope and Deanna Lampe. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, I got your theme music going. We're ready to talk about the weekend. Only one day and a couple hours left till we're there.
Phew.
Or for some people, it might start tomorrow. How you guys doing today?
Good. Slushy.
How did we get here?
Yes, in the slush.
It was tough.
Yeah.
Just getting from the car to the building, we're drenched. And
and slushy up in the toes.
Yeah.
Wrong shoes.
Yeah.
It's a stormy one, for sure. But I'm so glad you made it. Thank you so much for being here today. Last time you were here, you recapped. You did the same thing you're doing today. Did you guys go and attend and enjoy any of the events that you mentioned? Were there anything you attended in the last couple weeks that you thought were exceptional?
Well, we had a groovy time at Wearable Art.
Yeah,
and it was really fun.
The entry that I liked were the straws.
Mm-hmm.
The two outfits made out of straws with the...
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The tetrahedron.
Yes.
We're so sad that one didn't win.
Yeah. It was pretty good. I loved the dance moves.
Yes, exactly. I videotaped a few seconds of it, and I probably watched it about 50 times.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm easily amused.
So satisfying.
It was very entertaining. I could watch it about 50 times, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Wearable was a good time, and we're gonna air it on 360 North KTO TV this Saturday.
So
you can even watch it again at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Yeah,
this is Alaska Standard Time.
Yeah.
All right. For our friends out there on the East Coast, they can get up at midnight and watch it. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So set your DVR, mark your calendar, whatever you got to do.
Right.
All right. What are some things you're looking forward to this weekend?
Well, tonight it starts with Pub Theology at Barnaby Brewing Company down there on Shattuck Way. Created by Melanie White. So everyone's welcome. Pub Theology is a place where different viewpoints, ideas, and philosophies and ethics all come together in a respectful setting to share. So, of course, you got to be 21 to go to Barnaby Brewing or go with your parent or guardian.
Okay.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it's a good conversation.
Mm-hmm. What else is happening?
Now we're looking at I'm looking back at you.
Tomorrow is Friday we've got a lunchtime Kimball organ concert at the SOB atrium. So that's pretty fun. I don't know if you've ever gone to the organ
concert.
I have. My children really are glued to it. It's mm-hmm. nothing like any other music you can hear in Juneau, so it's a nice, easy lunchtime activity.
Pretty unique.
It's only an hour?
Yeah, just 12 to 1. Mm-hmm. Bring your sack lunch, sit down, sit on your jacket, and have a good time.
Yeah, the atrium mm-hmm. is a nice space, and mm-hmm. there's lots of seating and tables, and like you said, it's kind of unique.
And on that same note, I was talking with Sydney Akagi Photography, and she has a thing on her blog about the SOB, and actually she's a wedding photographer, related, not related, but if you're thinking about getting married in Juneau, she's like, why don't people get married on the patio, like that whole like space by the atrium out there? Epic Juneau views, right? Great weather. You could throw your umbrellas on people if you need to, but like the photo ops up there are just amazing. So thanks, Sydney Akagi, for thinking of the SOB as a wedding option.
Like a Never location. Would have occurred to me,
I know,
but
right?
It is actually quite
so
good.
Epic.
Yeah.
So also tomorrow night, Friday night, we've got Pint Night at the Red Dog Saloon down on Franklin Street. And there'll be backcountry hunters and anglers as ADFG announces the 2020 draw hunt results. Drink a pint. Swap a story, study a map, dream big as we celebrate Alaska's awesome public lands and hunting opportunities.
So that's like the lottery that you can put your name in and see if you won?
I think so. So 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday night, Pint Night at the Red Dog.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a good one to highlight.
Yep.
All right, what's next?
Oh, what's next? On Saturday, the Women of the Moose are having their 9th annual garage sale out there at 8335 Old Dairy Road. If you have items to sell, they will have tables available to rent. They require prepayment. I think they are going to sell some food. Proceeds from the sales go to All Elementary Juneau School District Art Show and the school's summer lunch program. So if you're interested, let Cindy know. Cindy is at 723-2686.
Always a bold move, giving out your phone number on the air.
Yes,
no, that's a good one. What made you select that one, Deanna?
The fact that I'm not a moose.
Okay.
A woman of the moose.
A woman of the moose?
No, yeah.
You're the moose.
But I've been to the moose. There's a lot of good functions at the moose.
What are the hours on that one?
The hours are from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. That's right.
Daytime activity.
Right. And also Saturday from 11 to 4, there's Handicrafts Market at the Mendenhall Mall. Hats, clothing, custom jewelry, skincare, woven rugs, Scentsy, movies, games, sauces, photography, antiques, air plants, oils, leather, holiday decor, and more.
I might have to go out and get an air plant so I can't kill it. I kill all my plants.
I've killed an air plant.
You cannot kill an air plant.
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, my goodness.
But all it needs is air. How did you kill it?
It's quite possible.
Oh, no.
It is quite possible.
Did you suffocate it?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if it was my bad breath. I don't know if I was breathing on it. But all of it was secured to this really awesome rock. And then pretty soon, it was just a rock with this crumpled up thing on it.
Wow.
It was so scary. It was sad. So I, like, chiseled the dead thing off. And I kept,
and you
the,
kept
rock
the rock
for a while. And then I had to toss the rock.
So we might have to go
RIP
back.
Airplane.
Oh, my gosh. We got to go back to the Maker's Market down there in the Mendenhall Mall and get another airplane.
That's probably
that's
it.
The one that kind of used to be like second Saturday or every other Saturday. Sounds like
the Mendenhall Mall is out where Super Bear.
Oh, the Mendenhall Mall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking of the one at the airport mall.
So your kids can ride those dinosaur rides. And there's little, like, miniature dinosaurs. Like, the whole, like, put a coin in the machine and then they can ride the...
Yes.
Does that thing. Yeah. My kids really want to ride those. Thankfully, they're out of order often, but yeah.
Really?
I airplanes. Loved them when I was a kid, too.
Yeah,
some
so
things
great.
Just never go out of style.
And there are no other ones in Juneau, so
that's
only
it.
Place.
Go to the
only place
Maker's
in town.
Market.
Well, that's what you need downstairs.
Handicraft market.
Maybe you need one of those machines, one of those.
Draw the kids into the radio.
Right, exactly.
Mm. We'll take that into consideration. What else you got?
What else do I have? It looks like the folks at AARP are having a tax aid at St. Paul's Catholic Church out there at 9055 Atlin Drive from 12:30 to 5:30.
That's Saturday?
Saturday.
Is that where you go to get tax support?
That is. You know, you take advantage of free tax service available from the AARP tax side. Tax aid, I should say. You need to bring your Social Security card. You need to bring a picture ID and all those W-2s and all those other income tax informations. You might need to bring your bank routing and account numbers for direct deposits.
That's a really useful service.
Yeah,
I think everybody can use a little help on their taxes. And if it's not straightforward and you've got various income sources and... whatever.
Yeah.
I feel
like
the older I get, the more complicated it gets. So
I hate doing taxes.
I love.
Yeah.
Somebody
else could do it for me every year.
Somebody's been doing my taxes the past several years, and I'm not going to name names or anything. He knows who he is, but he's been figuring them wrong, and like I've been having to pay like $20 or $30 or something like that, and that's fine by me. It's not like $300, right? But then a few weeks later, I get a notice back saying that I'm actually getting $200 back or $300 back, and it's like. Yeah, you could keep doing my taxes, sure.
Sweet deal.
Yeah.
Well, money in the bank, give them a 30 and they give you 300 back.
Exactly.
Good deal.
Exactly.
Sounds legit.
I love doing taxes, but yeah.
Yeah.
I love the data entry of it.
Oh, well.
And
to each
out,
their own.
Filling out FAFSA applications. If you need to fill out a FAFSA application and you hate it, you can look me up at lilyhope.com and send me a private message. I would love to fill out FAFSA paperwork for you.
Bonus event for this weekend.
How about if we just get a big stack of applications? Any kind of applications, and then give them to you to fill out.
Oh, I would love that so much.
Just put in whatever you want.
I love data entry so much.
Different applications for stuff.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic
being
or
serious. I'm completely serious.
All right, well,
I also love doing those mass mailings where you get to envelope stuff.
Stuff
I've been asking.
Envelopes.
Yes. Remember when you guys did catalogs at William Spear Design?
Yeah.
I loved stuffing those things and putting the stamps on and the labels and, like, just the methodness of it or, like, the time-consuming monotony.
Sometimes people can really get very wonderful. Zen when they're doing a repetitive activity.
I've been asking
like
Perseverance Theater to let me know when they're doing mailings, because or anyone else for that matter. Like, I'd love to come
I'll
over and hang out for a few hours.
Don't you guys stuff things every now and
sometimes.
Then?
And label
there you
them
go.
And stamp them. And,
let's get back to arts roundup.
Right.
I think we've got you did some daytime activities. You highlighted some daytime activities there on Saturday. What about Saturday night?
Saturday night, we have the Juno Animal Rescue Wine and Beer Tasting. Excuse me. The Juno Animal Rescue Wine and Beer Tasting and Silent Auction. It's at Centennial Hall from 6 to 9 p.m. over there at Centennial Hall. It's going to be an elegant evening of music, libations, and hors d'oeuvres. It's a wonderful chance to mingle with fellow animal lovers and bid on items in the silent auction to help raise money for Juno Animal Rescue. $50 per person, ID required.
It is their single biggest fundraiser every year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's really wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Have you been?
I have not been, but I know myself and many other artists are donating pieces to that silent auction. So go get your
good
handmade
selection
goods.
Of stuff.
And really nice things.
Competitive, too.
Tours. And, people get really, they get into it.
And it's for a great cause.
Yes.
Juno Animals. And the Juno Animal Rescue, you know, they do a lot.
And, you know, the thing is that after you go there, you could go across the parking lot to the Jack, and the Girl Scouts are having their 28th annual auction.
Yeah.
Wow. From 6 to 10 p.m.
Two good causes, possibly, to support at the Jack.
Saturday night?
Yep.
On Saturday
Wonderful.
Night.
Wonderful. Is the Girl Scouts one, is it a tasting or a dinner?
Well, this lively event features silent, live, and dessert auctions.
Ooh.
Keyword, dessert auctions. Items available to bid on are destination accommodations in Hawaii and California.
Wow.
They were on the show yesterday. They talked all about it.
Yeah, airline tickets, Seattle Mariners tickets, and more. Bring your friends and your family. Enjoy delicious food by Breezin.
Is there a cover charge?
You got to be 21 and over, and tickets are $40. Purchase at the Jack. And, of course, you need to go to jahc.org for a full listing of the activities this weekend.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that just about brings us up to the top of the hour. Is there anything else you wanted to highlight?
Thanks for the coffee.
Yes, thanks.
I made
so
it myself.
Hot, so good. Thanks.
Thanks so much for you two for being here and giving us another Arts Roundup. Lily Hope and Deanna Lampe. See you again soon.
See you
thanks.
Soon.